You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Hi. Welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
I guess that was the Lord. That was the Lord a minute ago when we recorded the whole first segment of the podcast, and I looked and I hadn't hit the record button. So now we're having to start over. And okay, look, I'll take the blame for not hitting the record button. I'll go ahead and put that on me.
Hey, well, what? So that button you just pushed just now, it was bright green and now it's not.
Yeah, now it's red.
So that means recording, yeah. Right?
So I need to make sure from now on that that green button is not lit up, correct?
I mean, if you want, I mean who's to blame? We don't know for sure who's to blame that it didn't happen.
You and your little finger
and
are
then
to blame.
So I said, as leader of the ship here, I will take the blame, just like a head coach takes a loss. I'll take the blame for somebody not hitting the record button.
How many times have you done that, Mr. Todd?
Last time he just played it from the video, didn't he?
Yeah, and it was terrible. Oh, yeah. But this is Cubby. Cubby's the guest today because Jody wanted guests. And and he's
poisoned Alexis.
He came here today because Alexis is sick.
She's under the weather.
Mm-hmm. Not that Alexis would have been on the podcast anyway, but just so happened that Cubby has gotten a lot of airtime on the regular old show and now on TJ and Jody's House, the soon-to-be more popular than Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We're on the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, 18 man. More million to go.
We're stacking them up. All right. So welcome, Cubby,
you.
In your Vineyard Vines polo.
It's going to be complex.
You look nice. You look like you're going to church.
Yeah, I don't.
No, he wears a suit to his church.
No, I don't. I'm too fat for suits.
You don't wear suits.
No, only a wedding or a funeral, and really only a funeral.
Because you're not going to weddings.
Would you wear that to church, what you have on?
Yeah, I'd wear this to church.
See, that's a nice church outfit.
Well, I was going to wear jeans, because the last time Regan's made fun of me for wearing khakis, like I was...
I think that looks so nice.
He acts like we're making fun of him when we just make an observation or something. If you say anything about anything that he was probably like,
why do you want to come up here then if they're going to do that?
No, he was probably just like, hey, why are you dressed up today? Where are you going after this is probably what he meant.
I just got out of the house.
Yeah. So he just takes offense to everything.
Well, he said only high schoolers wear Vineyard Vines.
Who did?
You did.
Richie Beans.
I didn't.
Can I not say that?
I'd rather you not.
I'll bleep it.
Because
at least you didn't say Richard.
Yeah. Right. Richie.
Scooby-Doo ending.
But I didn't say that. I said high school kids wear Vineyard Vines. I didn't say only high school kids wear it.
Well,
I've just never seen someone who's not a teenager wear Vineyard Vines.
Well, now you have.
But he's a teenager at heart.
I like their, it's comfortable.
Yeah. Right. And they're nice
They have
clothes.
Really good material.
I know. It's super nice. Yeah.
Did you get that at the mall or did you order that?
No, I had to order it. Yeah. They don't have the big sizes on.
I hate them all, don't you?
Except for the food court.
Mm. Except for.
What do you like at the food court?
Everything.
Except if there is a mall that would like to run advertising with us. We don't hate malls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Food court, a Chick-fil-A, or you get show bars, or Japanese, or Chinese, or pizza.
I like the outdoor shopping places.
Mm-hmm.
Like Outlet Mall?
Boutiques.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have boutiques where I'm from. It's just the mall.
I like boutiques.
Mm-hmm. And I have gotten to where I only wear merch. So
yeah.
That's my style game now. You love to see a man in merch.
Yeah, it's your color.
And it's usually two merches.
Hmm?
It's usually two merches.
What do you mean?
Two companies.
Oh, yeah. It's either Ace and TJ or Jet Fitness.
He needs some of your merch.
Oh, yeah.
I've asked him a lot for some of...
No, you have not.
Yes, I have. And you said you'd wear this because I saw you had a JT Media t-shirt on, Todd.
My sister bought some merch.
I'd wear your merch.
Oh, thanks. All right, I'll get y'all some. Yeah. I want some more Ace and TJ stuff. I like the tan shirt.
The t-shirt?
The tan one.
Yeah, there's like one, it's like a tan or off, it's like a, or no, maybe it's gray.
It's gray, yeah.
Gray, yeah. Oh, yeah, I like those
too. I wouldn't mind a purple one like that.
Oh, yeah, my sister would like that too.
Yeah, this is one of a kind.
Purple, pink, blue. Those are her colors.
Pink. Yeah. I want a pink one.
Yeah. Well, you know where the merch store is. They've got our what you call it? Screen printing thing. Just go get you whatever you want.
All right. Well, yeah. Y'all heard it. He gave me the okay to go shopping.
Yeah, we have those Ace and TJ designer handbags now. Ladies.
Mm-hmm. Pretty.
Yeah, we have those out under the name Tucker Tweed. So if you will Google Tucker Tweed,
stop.
Those are Ace and TJ designer handbags.
Stop. Mm-mm. Those are nice, super nice.
Well, I know they are. That's why I'm saying.
But we know.
I know it's your friend Jill, but yeah. Still, you think she would complain if a bunch of people went and bought them and thought they were under the Ace and TJ umbrella? No. She'd be like, I'm selling purses, y'all.
Or you could have selling an Ace purses. And TJ exclusive line.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. That's if she starts having a, you know, it's all about, you know, horse theme now, but if she wanted to do a Jackass line, that's when she'd have the Ace and TJ merch. Okay. This is from our new Jackass line.
But I have a couple of her clutches, and I don't ride horses, but it's not.
Yeah, I said that today on their sponsorship.
They're awesome. Right. Oh, and they're just soft like butter.
So is your friend Jill.
I know.
So... Soft, sweet, soft skin.
Yeah. Okay.
Tender.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
That's quite a compliment. She would say thank you. If I said that, she would go, oh, my God, thank you so much.
She would. She's nice like that.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if y'all got any more trips coming up. Last time y'all got murdered, almost got murdered.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Savannah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Louisiana in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. What part?
My hometown.
And it's rough, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to make my best of it.
I got to see my friends. It's got a bed and breakfast in Louisiana.
Oh, they have it probably in New Orleans.
No. Mm.
No? Okay.
I don't know the name of it. I'm not trying to give them a shout out because I really don't know the name. But
I'm trying to think, would there be a bed and breakfast in Natchitoches?
All over the place and around there.
In Louisiana. Probably
everywhere. They're just basically a bed and breakfast in Louisiana is a mattress in a McDonald's parking lot. So there's your bed, and then you go in for a sausage biscuit. That's your bed and breakfast.
Never been to Louisiana.
Yeah.
Well, not missing much.
No, you don't like that kind of food, and so there's really nothing for you.
It's like bugs and stuff.
Yeah.
It's good food.
But New Orleans has a lot of... lot of a festival atmosphere that you might like. Maybe.
Did you say New Orleans?
Yeah.
No, it's too New dangerous Orleans. For him. Mm-hmm. He'd be a nervous wreck.
I'm safe.
But, I mean, it's a very sexual city is what I'm saying, in nature. So he might like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it may be worth the risk of getting his head blown off.
No, it's not.
Yeah, boom, boom. All right, so let's take a break before y'all get too nasty, heathens. We got more coming up.
TJ and Jody's house.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, welcome back. This new phone is driving me nuts.
I knew you'd complain about it.
Because I have to go put in my code every time to do anything. So when I'm trying to run the stopwatch deal on it to time out what we're doing here.
Well, just look at it.
What a hard
it does your face.
I don't want that face thing. I want my home button back for my iPhone 7 that I had to give up this week.
Oh, my gosh. The kids said, when I told them you were getting a new phone, they said, great, now we got to listen to Dad for the next 2 months talk about how he misses his home button. And there you go.
Yeah, I do. I miss it.
so much.
Uh-huh.
So Cubby is here because Jody said she wanted guests on the show.
Yes.
And you see how that's working out.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I mean, no offense.
Yeah.
No offense.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. I need you to carry the load today.
Yeah. Cubby. You got to supply the Diet Cokes for that. Sorry. Mm.
Have you had one today?
Half of one.
Ooh, that's not good for you.
Where's what the time? Other half?
In my car.
We'll go get it.
I'd rather just sit.
I used to be up this early. Yeah. We take a nap this afternoon. It's raining.
I'll try.
How long did it take you to get here to the new studio?
45 minutes.
Oh, that wasn't bad. Mm-hmm.
Now, when I went and ate dinner with Ace last week, it took me about an hour because traffic was bad at night.
Uh-huh.
Went up the HOV lane, literally about had a wreck. Because I don't know how to drive in and out of those.
Yeah.
And those sticks just come out of nowhere.
Yep.
And I about ate a tractor trailer.
Ooh.
It was bad.
Well, yeah, when the sticks stop is when you can get in and out of it.
But they started again.
Oh.
I agree. It's tough getting in and out of them.
Especially when you don't know where you're going.
Because mm-hmm.
I thought I was getting off at another. So I'm like, oh, no, this isn't the one. So let me get back in.
Y'all are bumpkins. Hicks. Don't know how to drive in the city.
You don't know how to drive. And you did it back and forth however many years. And you are awful to ride with on the interstate.
This ain't the city.
This is
the suburbs.
This is.
Yeah. But y'all both come from, you know, from Hicktown.
Hicktown.
Yeah. Cubby, you live so far out, you got to hunt towards the city. When you go hunting.
Yeah.
You got to hunt towards town.
Speaking of,
out there.
My neighbors did just get some chickens.
Did they?
It makes me so hungry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hearing them all the time.
Yeah, they come up on my porch like, y'all in danger, girl. Coming up on my steps.
Will they share the eggs?
They did, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I
love that. I wouldn't want to keep up with it, but I love that.
Can you
some peanut oil? Mm.
Can you clean them and pluck them and get them ready to go?
Oh, I don't know.
Please.
Well, I'm just wondering. He's talking about how he would fry them. You know, you get fresh chicken.
He dreams about
if they were cut up.
Yeah. How they
so
look.
Somebody else would need to butcher them.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. I saw that as a kid. That scarred me.
Well, your dad could do it, though, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't scar you too bad. That's your favorite thing to eat.
Well, I know, but I saw a cow and a pig and all that kind of stuff.
Do you like bacon?
Oh, yeah. That's all right.
You like steak?
I love steak, yeah. But my dad cooks it all the time. It's like, you want a steak tonight? 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 I'm like, no.
I would love that.
Yeah, because you have fresh beef in the deep freeze all the time. Yeah. And
Oh, that's so nice.
Y'all are like ranchers out there.
Yeah. I need to bring y'all some sausage.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah. Okay, bring that with the green bean casserole.
And you know what else Cubby's going to let me have free of charge?
What?
Brand new CPAP supplies.
Like a mask.
A mask and the hose.
Is that going to fit your
Maybe thing? Not a hose, just a mask or two.
Oh.
That might not fit.
They're all, yeah, he's probably got the same exact.
Why, because you don't want to make the call to order the it's one so, that you need?
It's so Tetris to do that.
It's what?
Whatever word I try to say.
Tetris.
You need to just order what is made for you.
Yeah, but I mean, that's probably going to be expensive.
Stop using that as an excuse and go but order what by you now need you would
have
done
it. I thought by now you would have gotten frustrated with me and
you can
did
order
it yourself
online.
And tried to show me like you normally do. Look, see, how hard was that? I had to do this for you and all that. I like all it right. when you
just
do that.
Just get your prescription and go online and fax it to them on your phone.
Prescription?
Because he has to get it because it's, you know.
Medical equipment, yeah.
Yeah. So
no, there's a number on the thing.
I ordered his new cartridge and filter for his where it cleans it every day.
Yeah,
I could do that. I got that done.
But you, yeah, there's
if I can't, he would let me physically go to the doctor for him and go. Can you?
And I would so appreciate it.
Test me to see if he's sick.
I would appreciate it.
Well, it's
more.
Not
I mean,
happen.
I'm just saying that if you did that, it's not like I would take it for granted. I'd appreciate it.
I might as well just give you my machine because I ain't using it.
But I don't
but
care.
It doesn't you're, matter with just, us. There's no prescription. It's just that whatever fits with that model of a machine.
No, you have to have a prescription to get the equipment.
Yeah, you
the
do.
Supplies.
You've got to call your doctor and tend to that.
Oh, well, then I'm not doing that.
Well, then that's too bad for
step.
You.
That's another thing. That's too much
all
work.
Do is fax
and you think it's
going
to bother me? I don't care.
I didn't say it was going to bother you.
You said I thought it would bother you enough that you would do it.
About you seeing me procrastinate.
No, don't care.
That you would do it just to show me.
You would show me. Let me tell you how to save some money, though. You go to a store, a medical supply store, and be like, oh, yeah, I'll buy this mask. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. And don't pay that price. Then just write down what kind it is. Go online and buy it.
Ooh.
See, I thought you could just go online and order the stuff anyway because it was
like to solve the puzzle, Pat.
Because it's the same model. What kind of prescription?
It's a medical supply. It's a
everybody's
device.
Thing is different, and yours was made to fit your face.
You have to have a prescription for the mask on your face.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. No, you do.
I don't believe it.
Oh my god!
It's because it's a common thing that comes with the machine. It's like I went in there and I said, "This mask isn't working." I had one style they gave me.
I know.
And she just reached in the drawer behind her and pulled out a different style, and
she probably has your prescription on file and knows your order
and knows what you need.
But what is the difference in my prescription and somebody else's?
Because somebody else's face might have a different fit than what yours is. Or a different thing that comes through the hose.
I don't know the reasoning behind it or why. That's just how it is.
All I know is by the time we've discussed this, you could have already called and had one. That's what I know.
You know why? Because the doctor is in cahoots with the supplier. Because when I went to the doctor and they did the sleep study and they did all of that stuff, then they said, this is where you go get your equipment. And I asked the doctor, well, do they have this? Is it going to do that? I don't know. You'll have to ask the equipment. I don't know that much. And she was actually rude about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't ask me any more questions. I have nothing to do with the machines. I have nothing to do with the hose.
Yeah.
Any of that stuff.
Right.
And she did look like she had stuff to do with hose. I'll tell you that right now. And so I go across the interstate in the same town because they're in cahoots with each other. And that's where the lady gave me the machine and the mask and the hose.
So now you've taken out the one step. Now you know who to go to. Now I can look up the number for you and put it down on a sheet of paper and put it in your face and you can call.
There's all that information is in the with the machine.
He needs an assistant.
But it's just I don't know. But what I'm saying is that they do that, and so then they make it seem like you got to go to that one place. And I guarantee you that place is going to be way more expensive, Cubby said, than just ordering it from somewhere else.
You just got to go who takes your insurance. And if you don't like that place, you can go online.
None of my insurance paid for it.
Just go online.
It did. See, insurance is your
it's
department.
It's your medical thing, not mine.
Who handles the insurance?
Who handles because of the
insurance
laws.
In the home?
Just the laws. Give me the prescription. I'll fax it.
What are you talking about, laws? You Judge Judy all of a sudden that you know the law?
Speaking of Judge Judy, have you seen the new show on Amazon? Is it Amazon she's on now? She got a little, what's the thing called when they pull your hair up? A ponytail. She is too old for a ponytail.
Judge Judy has a ponytail
she's
now?
She's too old.
Oh, no.
I don't like it.
Oh.
All right, so I guess we're through with that conversation. About the
CPAP.
Oh, wait,
no, I'm not finished because you said something.
It was good.
Hang on.
It was good.
You said something about me and what am I, Judge Judy. By law, I cannot call and tend to your medical stuff.
And you're going to take Cubby's knowledge of
this
over mine?
That's all I deal with handicapped people all day.
Richie, we've discussed this
she said
multiple times, and I cannot handle.
I don't want you to handle it. I don't want. I got it.
Okay.
I got it. That's it.
Okay.
Right.
I didn't want you to handle it to begin with. I was just joking with you about that.
I don't want Mom and Dad to fight anymore.
And so
I was already afraid they were going to get divorced when the boy turned 18.
Oh,
see
gosh.
What happens when you come in, Cubby? They fight.
See? Yeah, you caused us
to fight. I was scared.
What?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, my God. He's like our children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Technically, you can call for him. But you had to say you're calling for your husband, but he has to sign off on it.
But who else would she say she's calling for?
Because then they're going to go, is he there? Can you give him the phone? Yeah. And then we've gone through this.
You know,
before.
She hates doing that. You know why? Because it seems like it makes her subconsciously feel like she's having to get my permission to do something.
No, it's that I have to go upstairs, find him. He has to pause the TV.
When I hear her coming, I'm in the corner.
Just change your voice. Like, is your husband? Can we get your I said it's fine. just be good with it. They gonna know. Hang on the screen.
I said it's fine.
Yeah, that would work a lot better.
Uh-huh.
No, but and I never have any idea what I'm agreeing to. She could be on the phone with somebody who's saying, let me make sure it's okay with your husband for me to come murder him.
Yeah.
And then she put, here, tell him it's okay. And I just go, yeah, it's okay. So then I just set up my own hitman to come take me out.
You got it.
But it's fun. Every day's fun.
Mm, yeah.
So anyway, this all went from me being happy that I'm about to get some free CPAP machine things, and then now you just pissed everybody off, Cubby. Well, thanks a lot.
Well, I do what I can.
Thanks a lot. So we were talking about earlier this this Janet Jackson documentary that's been on A&E.
Yeah.
And how good it is.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
We finished it last night.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So good.
So we have the on-demand thing.
Mm, bougie. Mm-hmm.
So Todd was upset because he's missed it. And Cubby says every episode has been on like 30 times so far.
So good.
But she did talk about her third husband.
Mm-mm. She's keeping that and the kid private.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
But I thought they were separated because he was abusive, allegedly.
Oh, Randy.
That's what Randy said, Randy Jackson.
Oh. Mm. Well, Janet is beautiful. Rebe, though, is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
For her age.
No, just in general.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right. So, Cubby is with us as our guest. He started out the show as a special guest. Now he's just a guest. Yeah. He's been downgraded to just a regular guest. And he freaks out if we talk about how old he is. But then the things he says and the way he describes things and his ailments and whatnot, it makes it seem like he's way older than he is. Like
he's 90.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got arthritis in your shoulder. Mm-hmm. If people touch your back, you pass gas.
But I've been like that since middle school.
His arthritis flares up when it's raining.
Yeah.
Oh, well, wow.
One time we were eating pizza in school and somebody just jumped on me, Big Josh, and I passed gas, so they called me Poop for a year. Like, I'm real gassy.
Big Josh jumped on Cubby, and then Cubby became Poot.
That's what they called you?
Mm-hmm, for about a year. The upperclass would call me Poot.
What's up, Poot?
Did it make you sad?
No, because it was funny.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean, because I did. I mean, everybody heard it.
But it wasn't your fault. It was Big Josh.
Yeah, it was Big Josh.
What happened to Big Josh?
Oh, he's cool. He's around.
He is? Mm-hmm. He go to your church?
No.
No. He still lives in your little town?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stallings, is that where you live?
I think he lives in the Indian Trail. What's up?
Indian Trail. I just met with my friend, Kelly, last week.
You came down to me?
No, she came to me.
I was about to say.
Yeah, you were about to jump on her, weren't you?
She met me for a 3-hour lunch.
I told you, you just got to let me know.
I will. She met me.
Well,
he was about to get
not during the day, not been free at night.
Yeah, I'm not a night person.
He was about to get all Real like, Housewives reunion on you.
I was about to flip this table like Teresa.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So we got you came to her down there where I live. You came down there?
Oh.
About to say her name. I was like, you came to see.
Gosh. Kelly.
But you know, that's something that you and Mr. Todd have in common.
What's that?
Cubby, is the importance that you place in how much it means to you to go to lunch with somebody or whatever. Or
like if you come to my area and you don't like, hey, I'm in your area. Like, hey, what's up? Thought about you came all the way down here. Didn't even.
I want to come because I want to go skating.
Oh. At Kate Skating Rink? I used to work there.
Yes, I want to go there.
Did you know I worked there back in the day?
No.
In between high school and college.
Did you skate?
No, I don't know how to skate.
How long did you work there?
Like almost a year, maybe.
You did?
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Wow.
Is it nice still?
Oh, I haven't been there.
I want to go.
I started out in skate rentals. Then I did birthday parties, then concessions, and then I was the ticket taker.
ticket
and DJ.
Mm-hmm. DJ. Oh,
yeah, I got to play all the hits.
So you have had a real job before.
I didn't know that. I didn't, because you were an intern when you started.
I
know.
They think I'm like an intern. Like,
how old were you when you started that?
22.
But how would I?
2004.
I mean, you. Why is that an insult, Covey?
I don't know.
Because you came to us so young. I did. And I know what you've done since then. It hasn't been like 9 to 5 punching a clock.
I mean, I've done it before. Yeah.
But I didn't know.
We've known you almost 18 years.
Isn't that crazy?
Dang.
Yeah.
It's like a prison sentence.
That's a long time.
Well, that sure is. For
no,
y'all.
Yeah, we don't take offense to that at all. Knowing you is like a prison
sentence. I meant for y'all. Knowing me that long. Yeah, you meant, having to put up with me.
Well, I know you meant that about Jody.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, he did.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. Oh, Jody's just, bless her.
Bless me. Why?
I remember the first time she came, like, I like her.
Yeah. Everybody's that way.
Oh, I remember being so young and like watching him and Ace, how they talked in the microphone doing commercials and how they would tilt their head a certain way and do this. I'd be like,
isn't that cute?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And now you're like,
what year was that?
That I started? 2004.
Okay. So,
oh, wow.
That was the last year I got a new cell phone.
Until now. The home button.
Singular.
Yeah. Cubby. Is fanboying since 2004.
I mean, I would just want to like suck up everything they said. I took everything so serious.
I think that's so sweet.
It is. You know, Riggins was the same way.
Disgusting.
Do you remember where we met the first time?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, in the studio. You have such a in good studio. Memory.
Y'all were going on vacation.
Was it when LL Cool J was there?
No.
Oh. Because I remember stopping at the studio. On the way to vacation at LL Cool J.
I don't know if it was vacation or I was going to Louisiana.
And he held Lainey. She was little. And he held her in a picture. Yeah.
I think boy was like little.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. 2004. Well, no, I didn't meet you 2004 because I started in Thanksgiving. My first thing with y'all was Partially Nude with a Dude Part 2.
Yeah, it was a thing that we did on the radio where two guys got in a sleeping bag together.
I was like, oh my god!
In their underwear.
Do something. Wow.
Yeah. Was it you and Hoss?
And Hoss and Roadie Rob.
Oh yeah.
Goodness sakes.
Back in the
all right. Well,
days.
Mr. Todd said we needed to keep this segment short because his cameras are about to run out of batteries because he wasn't prepared properly. So people are getting gypped out of part of the show here.
I'm sure they're sad.
Yeah. I know. They're like, oh, my God.
Sorry about that.
Do a part two. Do a part two. Mm. All right. So, love y'all.
Oh, love you.
Love you, Cub.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.